contrary to what you may have heard, it doesn't take 7 years to digest a piece of swallowed gum. It's funny how certain old wives' tales have been passed down so many times, people just accept them as fact. In Emma Larson's family, cracking your knuckles would most definitely lead to arthritis. She was constantly scolded as a kid by her mother and grandma, who both had rheumatoid arthritis. However, they didn't get it by popping their joints. The condition is an autoimmune disease where a person's immune system attacks its own tissue, causing inflamed and painful joints. Larson remembers watching her own mom suffer through the illness.
When she first started to work full time again, she would come home and just like would be exhausted and have to sit down the second she got home. And I just never understood, but it was because her joints were in so much pain. So I never really thought that it would happen to me.
Larson grew up an athlete and committed to play volleyball in college. But going into her freshman year, pain had already begun settling into her hands.
I was getting ready for like preseason for volleyball, and I couldn't set a ball without almost crying because my knuckles hurt so bad. And so I went to doctors, different specialists.
Larson was tested for various conditions such as lupus, but nothing showed up. They said her pain was probably from changes in the weather. So Larson continued with life as normal.
Throughout college, I would go through stages or like a couple months where I would get like a weird rash and my joints would hurt, or I would get like weird bumps on my knuckles and then it would just go away. So, I mean, for most of college, it wasn't anything that would last super long. Plus, the doctors told me nothing was wrong with me.
But then Larson began her senior volleyball season in pain. Thinking it was just a lack of endurance, she hit the gym every night after practice. Unfortunately, the extra training didn't help, and things only got worse after graduation.
I took a trip to Puerto Rico with a few friends from college, and I feel like it was on that trip that I was like, oh no, something's seriously wrong, because I remember just like not being able to walk in the morning, limping pretty much until like I could get my bones moving and like get used to like the movement, or even like laying out on the beach, then getting up and having to like walk again and move. Like it took a while for me to like feel like I could move without it hurting. But then I talked to my family and they were like, oh, it's the weather was so different there. It must be the weather again.
But as she settled into life back at home, the pain persisted.
And at my bartending job, like even bending down to get a beer from the cooler and then having to get back up, it was like a struggle. Like I didn't want to bend down to get a beer because it hurt too much to get back up.
That was the last straw. Larson saw a rheumatologist that confirmed she was in the beginning stages of rheumatoid arthritis. However, it was too early to diagnose the exact disease, so Larson's illness was officially identified as a general autoimmune condition. And though she was prescribed medication right away, there's no guarantee it's the right treatment.
I have to go every 2 or 3 months to get blood tests just to make sure the medicine's working and it's not progressing anymore, because then they would have to adjust the medicine, because they really just kind of guessed with this medicine. They weren't sure it was going to work because they didn't know if I actually had rheumatoid arthritis. That was just their educated guess because these are my symptoms and my family history and my joints were inflamed in the tests. So I just have to keep going back to monitor it and make sure it's not changing or getting worse.
Which Dr. Sam Asgarian says is a common issue with rheumatoid arthritis patients. Asgarian is the chief medical officer for Cypher Medicine, a precision immunology company. He says at first, doctors can have trouble figuring out exactly where the problem is within a patient's body.
This isn't arthritis that's caused by the wear and tear of the joints, which is what the person will initially think, which is also what their doctor may initially think. This is arthritis that's caused by cells in the immune system attacking the same joints in that person's body. And that leads to a lot of different signs and symptoms that at first aren't easy to read.
And even after doctors are able to diagnose a condition as rheumatoid arthritis, they still have to guess at which medication will work without causing more harm.
It's hard to then figure out which part of their immune system is overreacting. And as a physician, you can't turn off someone's immune system, right? Because now they're susceptible to all kinds of viruses, bacteria, and other illnesses and diseases.
So they have to figure out a way to only fix the part that's overreacting while keeping the rest of the patient's immune system intact.
That makes it really difficult. That ultimately is why in the world of autoimmune, you see physicians practicing trial and error medicine. That's not ideal, right? That means I want to try this. If it works, great. If not, well, we'll have to try something else. And the best way to solve that is by really practicing precision medicine or personalized medicine, finding out the molecular root cause of someone's disease, and then prescribing a treatment that really focuses on just that root cause to give them that right outcome.
In an effort to give patients this option, Cypher Medicine has created a blood test called PRISM RA. It's a first of its kind test that can detect which specific molecules are overreacting in a person's immune system.
So what our test PRISM RA does is it looks for markers of inflammation at the gene level and basically says if those areas are what we see in the blood, that means that it's that part of the immune system that's overreacting.
The test is important because, as Garian says, rheumatoid arthritis, like other autoimmune diseases, isn't the same in every patient. There's slight variances person to person because everyone's immune system is different.
There's all these different components of the immune system, and the goal biologically is sometimes one branch overreacts, and it's different in each person, right? So that's why it's called personalized or precision medicine. Because you're not treating based on their diagnosis, which has a lot of variety. You're treating based on their individual biology. And therefore, you have the ability to be more targeted in your treatment because you know that particular part of their biology is what's overreacting. And your treatment is targeted to that area. And that's the hardest part to figure out without a blood test and without molecular information.
Which is exactly the type of information PRISM RA is able to give to physicians. A test Larson could have used when the pain was first in her hands. Even with her current medication, Larson's condition has slowly spread.
I can feel it like in my toe bones, in my knees. Like when I sleep, I can feel it in my shoulders. So originally it was just my hands, but then it spread to other joints too.
As Garian says, Larson's issues are common in the autoimmune disease world. He explains that we've gotten really good at solving simple chronic problems, but that hasn't carried over into autoimmune research.
These diseases that are complex and they are chronic, sometimes they don't end up in death, but they do end up in disability or a lot of debilitation and the quality of life comes down. The other issue that we see is a lot of wasted pharmaceutical spend, effort, and energy. People take drugs and they're taking them the way that their doctor prescribed them. But they're not working. They're not effective. And they know that. They feel like they're still getting sicker. And that is the burden that we're trying to relieve.
And with PRISM RA, as Garian believes, we're one step closer to closing that gap. You can find more information about Emma Larson and Dr. Sam Asgarian on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson. Coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
It's a field that is characterized as much by sets of opinions than by actual facts.
Why can't scientists agree on what emotions are?
Then every year, people die and are buried without any family to claim them.
They have no family who are willing or able to step up and handle disposition, and the county steps in, they'll cremate them and bury their ashes in a common grave.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal. I'm Reed Pence, the producer and host of Radio Health Journal. If you like listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
Only times there's change is when there's protests from the ground. People are protesting, they're voting, making their voice heard. Then the government responds with policies to help make changes.
The difficult conversations and actions that lead to greater equality and opportunity for all. Them.
It's a complicated and difficult road for transit outside of the places that really, really need it.
The state of public transportation in the U.S. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Viewpoints. And that's Radio Health Journal for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more. And check Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify for a library of past programs. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and information about our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.